Happy Europe Day, everyone. Welcome to the Foreign Policy Talks Europe Day special episode. For this interview, we'll bring to you the candid and exclusive conversation with the ambassadors of the European Union member countries. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, the listeners of Foreign Policy Talks podcast, wherever you are. Thank you so much for being the loyal listeners of this platform. You know, I give you a lot of interesting conversation with many figures, many experts, foreign policy experts, ambassadors, young foreign policy analysts, and so on and so forth. But today, let's talk about Hungary and Indonesian relationships. And I think there's no better person to talk about that other than the ambassador to Indonesia, Ambassador Lila Kashai. How are you doing, Ambassador?
Hi, Noto. Hi, everyone who's listening. Thank you very much for having me. I'm very good. Thank you. I'm very excited about this podcast and answering a few questions regarding the Hungarian and Indonesian relations.
Right. Thank you so much. But first of all, happy Europe Day, Ambassador. And then first questions that on top of my mind is that, would you mind to share about how do you reflect or define the celebration of Europe Day to your national principles or to your foreign engagement or even the daily lives of European that you would like to share to our listeners?
I believe that if not now, when, there has never been a greater need for cooperation among European countries than there is today. In this spirit, I believe that beside of the celebration, it is very important to show solidarity with our fellow European neighbors and act as one to support each other. Beside of that, Hungary is also very active, I think, to celebrate European Days. We have several events, including cultural programs and others, such as raising awareness of the climate, digital health, eco-energy programs, also for the education, so for some alumni events. So I think it will be very exciting this year, also from the celebration part.
Wow, impressive. So Europe Day is all about peace and unity, right? And solidarity, you had earlier. And Ambassador, we see that there is escalating impacts of geopolitical crisis recently in Ukraine. And I think it's critical not only for European nation, but also for many parts of the globe. How would like to share to the listeners about the ways that Hungary and Indonesia can do to ensure a stronger peace and stability in their own region?
Well, I see, I think that we need to see first the big picture. So like, how is Hungary dealing within the European Union, this question? We have very different point of views with different countries, which has for many different reasons. Hungary is supporting Ukraine rather from the humanitarian side. So we gave in the history of Hungary's we have never given bigger humanitarian aid and support than these times. We received more than 600,000 Ukrainian refugees, and we believe that this is exactly what is needed for the moment as a neighboring country, since Hungary has a huge diaspora on the other side of the border. So for us, it's key to keep the peace and support from this side, Ukraine. For sure, from the Indonesian and Hungarian standpoint, I also know that since Indonesia is very far away, they also have the presidency for G20. There is a lot of pressure, we understand that. But I think Indonesia also stood up for Ukraine on several international levels, such as the UN. And I believe that from this angle, they give all the supports, just as Hungary does. And I think this is the most important, that we are on the same side. We are fighting against the war, and we are all try to put the pressure to keep the peace.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Ambassador. And We are still in the midst of pandemic. We cannot deny that, right? Of course, we want to move on to a better world, right, without COVID. But what I saw, Ambassador, that economic part is very important, of course, in a bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Hungary. There is a letter of intent signed last year, right, by both nations for the formation of Indonesia-Hungary Investment Fund, or IHIF. Do you think we could improve trade and cooperation better after this pandemic, Ambassador, and even to this type of agreement between both countries?
I think despite of the pandemic, Hungary cannot really complain about this trade and economic aspect with the relationships with Indonesia. I'm here for 6 years already. I was rather trade focused. So also from the private sector, also from the embassy's side. So I can definitely tell that there are plenty of things to do, and not just with this Indonesia-Hungary Investment Fund, which is a $500 million fund, joint fund, which is aiming to support the infrastructure development here in Indonesia, which can also include the new capital, also other different sectors like building the highways or many different things. Water treatment that Hungary is traditionally very good, and we already have some success stories here in Indonesia. What is more important or bigger achievement, I would say, is the electronic toll payment system that Hungary is going to build, hopefully delivering by the end of the year. And this is a more than $300 million project. Financed by the Hungarian government. I think this definitely shows like this was a 6 years project. I was here from day one working on this. So I could say that although there was a COVID, we couldn't stop working on it. And I can tell that this is the biggest technology transfer export in the history of Hungary's economy. So I think that is definitely something that we can be proud of. And of course, with this project, Hungary can, I always say that this project puts Hungary on the map in Indonesia, and then inevitably will bring so many other projects, I hope, later on. Mm-hmm. And it shows very much the commitment from Hungary with Indonesia and how much we are coming here, like how is the Hungarian government support the Hungarian companies to come here. And I think it gives us a very special bond after we can deliver this project. And with this, the joint fund will also bring many great success, I hope.
Well, it seems that there are so many things have been achieved by both states, but of course there are more doors to open, right, Ambassador, between two countries. And I think the listeners for you who are entrepreneurs and small and medium businesses, I think they have the potential, right, Ambassador, to explore Hungary and likewise Hungarian companies to also explore Indonesia. But Ambassador, I want to touch, you know, one of the key priorities of President Jokowi's future growth, which is digitalization. We've touched about health recovery, which is both countries, I think, have achieved something. Yeah, we got a good vaccination rate and so on and so forth. But as the world's digitalization moves very rapidly, Ambassador, how would you think that Hungary and Indonesia could embrace the potential of our future digitalization?
Well, Hungary, naturally, especially in such a distance that we have between the two countries, is good at technology transfer. So I think we have a lot to offer to Indonesia. And we are already, as I mentioned to you, the electronic toll payment system is pure technology transfer and very much needed. And I think Indonesia is quite on the good way since they plan to be the fourth or fifth biggest economy in the world by 2050. I think this is very important to Indonesia to improve from this sense. And since Hungary is very famous about these digital solutions, custom-made digital solutions. We really try to engage on many different levels, such as healthcare. We are currently working on a project with the telemedicine, which Indonesia as an archipelago, they really need proper healthcare services all around, but it's very difficult because of the infrastructure. So we are ready to provide these smart devices that can everyone can have these proper healthcare service. Also, we have natural in IT solutions, data centers very much needed, smart city solutions, smart metering. So in the basic utilization. So I think we are very keen to work with Indonesia, and I think we have a lot to offer, and I'm very excited to see and explore with the Indonesian government mostly, that what exactly we can do together, because I think we really can help to Indonesia to achieve this this very big goal about the leading economy in the very, very near future.
Right. And I think just want to help the listeners, Ambassador, to explore this cooperation. So are they just better to just go to the embassy and then have proposals cooperation, or is there any business units that they can deal with?
Usually we work together with the government, so I have many visits, regular visits from with the different governmental bodies, ministries themselves, and usually when we have a conversation, at least there are 4, 5, 6 different opportunities arising. So it's always very good to see like what are the goals of the Indonesian ministries. And for sure, it is a very complex question, because usually they also need the financing that Hungary can provide. Also, they need the solution, but something custom made, not just a packet solution. So Hungary is very good at this as well. From the small and medium size enterprises are ready to serve this kind of demands, even in a bigger scale. So I think that is one very important thing. The other is that Indonesia, I think, is a very good place from the sense of diplomatic relations, because also the governmental, also the private sector is very much welcoming the embassy. And when we bring a Hungarian company with us, usually they are also very much open, and they find it as a kind of endorsement if the embassy brings these companies. So I think this is really great, that how the dynamic, how everyone can put or bring something to the table and help each other, and the willingness from the Indonesian side, like how welcoming they are. And it's still not that easy, I would say, but it's very effective. And I'm very happy to serve in a country like Indonesia, because this is a very welcoming environment, and it's it gives us a lot of opportunity to work.
Well, it's good to hear, Ambassador. And I want to touch another sector that's prioritized by Indonesia, which is energy transition. And I'm sure not only Indonesia, but also many countries worldwide are currently prioritizing themselves to also develop some efforts to achieve a net zero emission, right, with their own targets, 2050, 2060, and so on and so forth. How do you envision a Hungary and Indonesian cooperation in terms of energy transition?
Well, I think Hungary can be very proud that we have this drastic transformation of the energy use of the industrial sector, the greening of the energy industry, and the expansion of the nuclear power plant that we have in Hungary. The government would achieve climate neutrality in Hungary by 2050, which I think is very impressive. And this would require a 95% reduction in current greenhouse gas emission. For sure, the energy sector needs the biggest reform, not just in Hungary but and Indonesia, but all around the world. And each country has a different way to achieve this. However, the complexity of the problem is shown by the fact that this is not, it is not enough to examine only the environment aspect of investment, as economic and social aspect must also be taken into account. So I think what Hungary can do or help in Indonesia, I would say, to share the best practices. In my opinion, from a social level, there are the gaps or differences, and this is what it's a key to not just kind of give the lecture, but also show the good example. Hungary believes that nuclear energy could be a great solution. We are also promoting this. We already offered to Indonesia some studies about like education exchange about the nuclear energy usage. We already contacted several institutions like Batam or the Ministry of Education, and we are very keen to see what is the feedback from the Indonesian side, because I think this is rather the future in a short term, and later on for sure we also would like to focus on the household energy supply, which can be done by the wind energy or and decreasing the electricity consumption in general.
Oh, so you mentioned about nuclear energy. I think it's this is the first time I heard about this when we are talking about energy transitions among any other EU ambassadors. So it's very exciting to see how it's moved forward in the future, Ambassador. And one of the issue that's now mostly debated is about the state and success of G20 Indonesian presidency. And Indonesia has a precious opportunity to lead the forum, right? And to bring, of course, the success to tangible impacts and also concrete results, not only to Indonesian society, but to the global citizens. How do you see, or if you have any expectation about G20 Indonesian leaderships, Ambassador?
Well, as I mentioned before, I think there is a very high pressure on Indonesia because of the current geopolitics situation. On the other hand, I think this is really great that Indonesia is the first country, developing country, that has the presidency of G20. So all eyes on Indonesia, and I think they put together a very great program. And I really do hope that despite of the current situation, they will be able to manage it and follow the original plans, also from the politics, also from the economic side. I think they have great programs. I'm especially very excited about the Young Leaders Forum, also the B20 from the business side. And although Hungary is not part of the G20, maybe yet, then also I see that there are several events that we can connect and we can participate and share our thought, and we can also bring something to the table and cooperate with Indonesia. We have some ideas already, but 15th of November is still far away. So let's see how we can cooperate with, in these events. But I'm very excited. I'm very, very rooting for Indonesia, and I wish them all the best because I think this could be a great way to show how rapidly improving and growing their economy, and how important not just Indonesia itself, but the Southeast Asian region and developing countries themselves.
Right. I'm part of the B20 Indonesia and looking forward to have more Hungarian businesses to join us in the B20 summit, at least in Bali in November. And Ambassador, this is the last question. For many ambassadors, this is the most difficult one. But let me ask you this. And I heard in the beginning, you stay here already in Indonesia for about 6 years in total, yeah? But a few months as ambassador. Of course, you've been around the country and you've visited a lot of places. And may I ask you, which one is your favorite place in Indonesia and why? And how do you think that these places should be promoted, you know, in terms of a tourism sector to Hungary and otherwise?
Well, I haven't visited as much places as I wanted to during these 6 years, but definitely my absolute favorite was the Komodo Islands. I had the chance to travel around on the boat with all these small islands and Labuan Bajo. I think this is an amazing place and definitely needs more promotion. However, President Jokowi is, I can see that he's planning a lot of events there, not just in Bali, but also there. I think what is very important that Indonesia is not just about Bali. Indonesia has so much to offer. And I'm not just talking about the 10 new Bali initiative, but also so many natural wonders here. And I think in Europe, that definitely requires more promotion. I think there are several other aspects. And as I said, I'm from the trade sector in general. So what we are also trying to cooperate with Indonesia in the tourism sector is healthcare tourism. Since other countries in the Southeast Asian region already started to do something like in Thailand, everyone knows the Thai massage, or in Malaysia, they also have some other solutions for the spa and wellness sector.
In Singapore, yeah.
Exactly. So this is definitely something that has a great potential. And at the moment we have negotiations with the Ministry of Tourism, how we can work on this together, because Hungary is also very famous about healthcare tourism. And I think this could be the next level, like how to elevate the tourism and to not just attract tourists for the leisure, but also for healthcare, and like combining the different sectors. I think this is it has a lot of potential, and Hungary is ready to help in this. And I really hope that it can add a lot to the Indonesian tourism.
Wow, interesting. You know, yesterday, Ambassador, I watched a TV show in Indonesia, and it's about, you know, some places that you need to visit while you're having holidays soon, right? And then there was a clip of a city view, and I was wondering, where is this city? I'm not sure, but it's very beautiful, and apparently it's Budapest. And I think, you know, Indonesia needs to know more about this area, right? And then and maybe consider them as a future destination also to visit in holiday season.
Hungary is, and especially Budapest, is a very popular destination from Indonesia. Before COVID in 2019, we received more than 8,000 applications for the Schengen visa, which means Indonesian citizens are entering in Hungary. Normally, they spend 2 or 3 days. They are going, they are going around in Central and Eastern Europe. What we try to achieve is to spend more than 2 or 3 days and also visit the countryside, because we also have great places there. But Budapest is definitely improving from the sense of tourism. We received in 2019 more than 12 million tourists. Wow. That's more than the population of Hungary itself. So we have a strategy, a very complex strategy for tourism. And I think for Indonesians, we have a lot to offer, not just for the sightseeing, but also for gastronomy, for example, the spas. These are, I think, quite particular and unique in Europe as well. But for sure, since the distance is quite big, it's worth to spend at least 2 or 3 weeks in Europe itself and do these yep. round trips. For sure, Europe is, Hungary and Europe itself is not as big as Indonesia. So the distances are very different and it's very easy. You can have very easy access by plane, by train, or even by bus or car. So I definitely recommend to the tourists, Indonesian tourists to not just stay in Budapest, but visit also the countryside and then maybe go to the next destination. It's very easy, very fast. And definitely worth a look if someone already goes that far in Europe.
Right. Thank you so much. I know you're very busy, Ambassador, and thank you for sharing your thoughts, knowledge, and stories about Indonesia-Hungary relationships. And looking forward to talk to you again and share about many things. But let me stop here and thank you once again.
So thank you very much also for receiving me, Noto, and also the audience.
Thank you. Please stay safe. Thank you, everyone, for listening all the way to the end. Follow Foreign Policy Talks on Instagram at Foreign Policy Talks to keep updated. Feel free to comment your thoughts on this Europe Day special episode on our Instagram. And don't forget to check the quiz that we're going to have especially for the celebration of peace and unity in this Europe Day. Thank you and stay tuned for the next episodes.